This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Brady Carlson in for Virginia Prescott. I read an article this morning about how 2012 was the year of the paperless revolution. And it's true that many of us are growing more and more attached to glowing screens on tablets and smartphones and even some paperless offices. But lately we've noticed a bubbling trend of de-digitization, or returning some products and practices from the virtual world to the physical. Think of a rubber Facebook like stamp, for example. And soon, Lego sets designed to mimic the video game Minecraft, which incidentally was designed to virtualize Legos. A group of designers in London have come up with a product that they say puts the wonders of the web on a slip of paper as small as a receipt. And it's got a fitting name, the Little Printer. Matt Webb is the CEO of BirdCloud, the London design studio that came up with the Little Printer. And he's here to tell us what it's all about. Matt, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you very much for having me.
For people who haven't seen it, how little is the Little Printer and its printouts?
Little Printer is about hand size. It's about 3.5 inches across. It's a small cube in gray with little orange feet that hold it up so that it looks at its friendly face. It has a face on the front of it.
Very friendly face.
Yes. We decided that we would give a product a little bit of character because so many of the things in our homes and our lives, they look a bit too austere. You know, they look a bit too serious. Maybe our products could have a little more happiness and chirpiness about them.
Well, where did everything beyond the face come from? Where did the idea of the printer piece come to you?
Well, I think we've kind of seen from the last decade that web-connected products are, you know, just incredible things. When things become web-connected, whether they're like magazines, newspapers, people chatting, it just becomes more live, more social. But so often web-connected means behind glass, you know? Things become like apps or websites. But we also, we love the physical. You know, we love paper, just its heritage, that you can tear it and share it, and scribble on it, stick it to the fridge. So we thought, can we bring these things together? Something which is useful, like paper, but also delightful and playful. A little printer really just emerged.
And what kind of user do you expect will use the little printer, and how do you imagine them using it?
Well, to begin with, when we made the announcement about little printer, we were imagining it would be more of a design object. You know that people would have it in their homes because it looks great and they enjoyed some of the services. But since we put out this video just talking about it, the reception has been wonderfully warm. So the people who are getting in contact to say they would like Little Printer are, well, mums. They say, wouldn't it be great if I could print out a new picture for my kids to color in every single day? So that's kind of one thing that we didn't expect coming up. But of course, there are the uses we imagined when we created Little Printer. Imagine if you could have your schedule and today's to-do list printed out every morning for you, together with the travel information so you don't get stuck in traffic. The other kind of use we imagine is people who have a very digital life already. For example, you're keeping your running on Nike Plus or some kind of running coach, and you want to have a physical reminder of what you're going to be doing that day. So it becomes another output alongside your cell phone. It's a whole suite of people, to be honest, you know, all kinds.
That idea of printing out a picture for kids, that strikes a chord with me because I have a 10-month-old who could probably benefit from spending a little time coloring instead of just doing quote-unquote coloring on a tablet. But it also strikes me that there are those tactile uses that we have in day-to-day life that sometimes we don't think about because we think, well, there's always an app for that.
That's true. And, you know, one of the things about the receipt, because it prints out like a regular receipt printer, like the one you'd see in any store, is the receipt comes out the same width as your phone. So it sits there right next to your Android phone or your iPhone together in its pocket. And I found, using Little Printer, that sometimes I reach my phone and sometimes I reach for Little Printer's delivery. So, for example, the things I want to look at my phone a dozen times a day, like my to-do list, it's actually easier to go for a printout. The other thing is anything I want to share. So one of the original publications on Little Printer is the ability to reach into your Facebook account and dig out the birthdays of your friends. Now, I know you can get that by email, but having it printed out just makes it really easy to tear that away from the printer, stick it with a magnet on your fridge and be reminded of it every time you go to get the milk in the morning for your breakfast. So there's something about paper which is just more memorable, can be shared, can be scribbled on, can be given to your friends.
And I've heard it described as being more authentic. I mean, you mentioned Facebook birthdays. It's so easy to send someone a happy birthday message through Facebook that it almost becomes pro forma. You take 2 seconds and write something on their wall. Whereas if you send someone a note or you print out even just a piece of paper that says what you would say in that wall posting, it seems more authentic and more valuable.
I think what's authentic about all these modes of communication is that we have the ability to tell somebody that we're thinking about them, whether that is by putting something on their Facebook wall or whether it's using Little Printer to send a message to a loved one's printer so that something kind of comes out of Little Printer to wait for them in the morning. Sometimes we imagine that technology is very cold, that it somehow separates us as people, but it's not. Often technology brings us closer together. It provides ways for us to have a little emotional connection, no matter how many thousands of miles we are apart. To be honest, as a design studio, that's one of the things that drives us to create products like Little Printer.
And in a way, it's sort of helping people figure out what works best for them. Most of us tend to be somewhere in the middle of the continuum of paper versus paperless. I have three screens in the studio around me, but I've also got paper notes, too. So maybe we're just figuring out where we're all at, paper for some things, smartphone for others.
Yes. You know, it's very good to be able to read a magazine on your iPad or to read the latest blogs on your phone when you're, you know, on the bus on the way to work. But there's nobody quite managed to get that experience of curling up the magazine in the rainy Sunday afternoon. That's a very important experience, too. So I think there's a place in our world for all kinds of media.
And what comes next, then, for this particular kind of media for the Little Printer?
Well, Little Printer, we're hoping to get it into people's hands as soon as we can. That means 2012. And at the moment, I'm going around and I'm talking to lots of publishers and service providers to try and make the best possible publications. That when people do have Little Printer in their hands, there'll be publications which are beautiful, delightful, and useful too. And of course, Little Printer is, we're hoping, the first of a family of connected products in the home.
Then maybe we'll have more little happy faces?
I really hope so.
Me too. Well, Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Matt Webb is CEO of the London-based Berg Cloud, the company behind the Little Printer. To see a picture of the Little Printer or to watch the launch video Berg produced, go to the paperless part of our operation, wordofmouthradio.org. Thanks for spending some time with us today. If you missed any of today's show or you want to pass a segment along to a friend, drop by our website, wordofmouthradio.org, where you can listen to past shows from our archives and post questions or comments about what you've heard on the air. You can also contribute to the conversation by sending us your ideas for future shows. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also post on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. I'm Brady Carlson. Virginia Prescott returns tomorrow. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. Whenever you see me